I'm going to read three opening scriptures here. We're going to be talking about faith.
Praise God.
Ever-increasing faith is our series, and so we're going to be talking about the fundamentals of faith. The fundamentals of faith. Now, Luke 17:5 says, New King James, it says, "And the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith." Everybody say, increase our faith.
Increase our faith.
Okay. And then Acts 16:5, New King James, it's right there in your handout. "So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily." And then the 2 Thessalonians 1:3, "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly." So your faith can grow exceedingly. "And the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other." Everybody say, my faith can grow.
My faith can grow.
Now, I want you to understand this and appreciate this, that that when we talk about fundamentals of faith, the championship teams that are usually playing, like we see the last Super Bowl, the Patriots and the Falcons, and we see the Houston Astros and the LA Dodgers, Los Angeles Dodgers in the World Series currently going on, Cleveland Cavaliers and Golden State Warriors. One thing is in common typically in all these championship teams, and that one thing is that they are masters of the fundamentals.
Amen.
They are masters of the fundamentals. Now, what is it the lesson we can glean from learning the fundamentals of faith? If you want to really get good at faith and increase in your faith, or have ever-increasing faith in your life, you've got to master the fundamentals of faith.
That's right.
You've got to be a practicer and a perfecter of the fundamentals of faith. Everybody say, the fundamentals of faith.
The fundamentals of faith.
Hebrews 11:1 through 6, I'm reading out of the King James Bible. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, but was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God." Verse 6, "But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Amen. And so, friends, we must understand that God is a faith God. He operates by faith. He requires us to operate by faith and live by faith as well. He expects us to function in the fundamentals of faith to make things work for his ultimate glory and pleasure, because faith pleases God.
Amen.
We saw verse 6, without faith it's impossible to please God. So faith is very vital to the walk of in our Christian life. Faith is an act. Faith is our belief in action. Faith is an expression of our confidence of God and his word. It's an expression of confidence of our confidence of in God and his word. So it's an act motivated by the word of God. So we act on the word. Faith is simply believing, speaking, and acting upon the word of God. Believing, speaking, and acting upon the word of God. So as you examine, where am I good at my fundamentals? You can say believing is like the offense. Speaking is like the offense as well. The acting is like the defense. Things to work the right way.
Amen.
Faith opens the door to the supernatural.
Yes.
We find in these first six verses of Hebrews some things about faith, that faith, number one, is a spiritual force. Now, this is where things get a little hazy sometimes. When the enemy tries to sock you with circumstances or situations, faith is not a natural acquisition. It is a spiritual force. Because God is a faith God, and he gives us a measure of his faith as our faith. We all have a measure of the God kind of faith. Romans tells us that. Romans 12 tells us that. 12:3 tells us that. We have been dealt to every man the measure of faith.
That's right.
And so this faith is not something natural. It is spiritual. So faith is a spiritual force. Secondly, faith is God's creative power. How did God create the worlds? Genesis chapter 1, we find the phrase 11 different times. God said, then he what? Saw. So God created the worlds. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were created by what? The word of God. So he released his words, and it created the reality of what he saw, eventually saw. God said, let there be light, and then what happened? Light came out of him. God said, then he saw. Guess what you have to do? You have to say before you see. Some people will wait to say until they see, but you will never see until you say first.
Amen.
That's God's creative power. Words are containers of power. We know that the scripture gives us indication in Proverbs 18 that life and death are in the power of what? The tongue. That means the words we speak create life or death. Well, God created the world. His first revelation to mankind was that of a creator. He created the heavens and the earth. He created man on the sixth day. He created all these things. Well, guess what he wants you to use that same faith for? You have a measure of that creative power called F-A-I-T-H, faith.
Amen.
Things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, the Amplified says it's real good. It says faith. Now, faith is the assurance. Now, notice it's now because it's not soon going to be. Faith is now. Faith in the future is just simply hope masquerading as faith. If you're hoping and wishing to be well, then you always put what you desire in the future. It's always someday going to be. But faith is now. Faith says, I have it. I take it now. It's mine. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. That means I don't see it, I don't feel it, I don't have any natural evidence of it, but I believe it because God's word said it's true. And Romans 3:2 tells us, let God be true and every man a liar. Now, I mean, this happens in the real simplicity of things. Like you got your nose running, for example, or your child's nose is running. Right? Or you might be feeling like symptoms of the allergies are coming upon you. What do you say? Well, when you master the fundamentals, you don't say what you see. You don't say what you feel. You say what you want to see. You say what God's word says. God says you were healed by his stripes. So you're supposed to line up and with your believer and your speaker with, by his stripes, I was healed. If I was healed, then I am healed. Amen. Well, the devil might come and say, brother, you don't look like you're healed. You have to tell the devil. Now, remember, if you don't say anything, you lose by default. Because you start letting the devil's thoughts come in and invade and encroach your mind. And they begin to take control of you. And then next thing you know, where the mind goes, the man follows. The arena of faith is the mind. That's the battle area. And so he'll convince you, no, you don't look like you're well. You snotting all over the place. You blowing tissue by the boxes. Well, if you're silent, you don't get anything. You lose.
That's right.
You got to answer the devil. You got to answer the symptoms. You got to answer the sickness with your faith.
Amen.
We often say, and I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but I'll say it and just move on. If faith is not strong enough to move your mouth, it'll never be strong enough to move your mountain. In other words, you got to say. So friends, this morning, everybody needs to be speaking to stuff, speaking to things, speaking things into the existence, speaking your expectation. That is your faith in action. Because belief is an attitude of faith, and the attitude of faith, that is your confidence in what God says versus what you see in the natural. And speaking is your essential initial act of faith. So your attitude of faith is your confidence in what God said versus what you see and experience out here in the natural realm. Your confidence is in God and his word. Your act of faith is your speaking faith. You saying what you believe instead of just saying what you feel or see.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And faith, friends, works the same in any arena, in any sphere, or in any realm. That's what the fundamentals teach you, that it works the same, whether it's healing, whether it's finances, whether it's family, whether it's your career endeavors, whether it's a job situation, your business deals or whatever, faith works the same. But when you master the fundamentals, you know I've got to get faith in my heart to believe it. And then I got to speak it out of my mouth. And then occasionally I'm going to have to testify in public to somebody.
That's right.
Because they're going to always ask you, how's it going, brother? How's it going, sister? And it's easy to say, well, this and this, and give them the fact report instead of a faith report. Faith always gives a good report. Now go back and evaluate. Am I good at the fundamentals? Because if I'm giving bad reports and I'm just going to tell it like it is, then you're not necessarily being a person of faith. Now, you're not denying the facts and the reality. That's faith that's not denying that. But faith chooses to believe what God says versus what you see and experience.
Amen.
Did everybody get that? Did everybody get that? So faith can grow or it can stay stagnant. I remember Kenneth E. Hagin was talking about his sister. He prayed the prayer of faith and healed her from a death sentence and a debilitating disease that she had contracted, and was able to help her stand with her and see her well, completely well of this thing. And turned away from death's door. But she didn't grow her faith for 5 years. And God expects you to grow. And what happens when your faith doesn't grow, then when the cycle of these circumstances come around and hit you the next time, you can't handle it. And God says, well, I expect you to put your shoes on and put your pants up. Put your big boy pants and big girl pants on. And when you can't put your big boy and big girl pants on, now all of a sudden you can't handle this faith challenge. This challenge, this fight of faith, because now you're ill-equipped. Usually you get ill-equipped because you don't understand and you've gotten lazy or improficient in the fundamentals. Because faith works the same, as we said, in any arena, in any sphere, in any realm. So you don't have to figure out a new way to do stuff. You just have to master the same way that you've been doing stuff by the Word of God, the faith fundamentals.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How does faith grow? I'm glad you asked. Faith grows by feeding it and exercising it. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The Word of God. So you got to hear the Word. Now, you can't get tired and say, well, I've heard that. No, that's not how faith comes. Faith doesn't come by having heard. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing the Word of God. So if you've dealt with ministering to your child, perhaps, just in this example, and they've been sick, two or three times before, and you say, well, I got this. The moment you say, I got this, you done lost the fight. Because you're thinking that, hey, I can use day-old faith or yesterday's bread. You know that day-old bread you get out of the deal. That stuff's stale and untasteful. Well, it's really not good for you. But, you got to use fresh faith. If I can put it in an analogy, you got to have fresh faith. You got to have fresh faith for the new fight that you're in today.
Amen.
How do you get fresh faith? Romans 10:17, faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, sometimes we've gotten away from the fundamental of immersing ourselves in the Word. You having a financial challenge? What should you be doing? You should be feeding on financial prosperity scriptures. You almost overload. That means when you wake up, it's on your alarm when you wake up. You don't got the bah, bah, bah. You have, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health. You wake up hearing that. Even as your soul prospers. Come on now. You wake up to, my God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Fundamentals. Listening to CDs from anointed preaching and teaching that tell you about faith and about finances. I'm using that example still. And getting your faith built up for prosperity, faith for increase, faith for finances.
Amen.
Where you got to get it? You got to get faith in your heart.
That's right.
Romans 10:8, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Where that means it's got to come from a mouth or your mouth, because you got to hear it. It's in your mouth so that it can get in your heart. That's how you feed the Bible, not just read the Bible. That means it's got to be in your mouth. You can't put food on your cheek and expect to get in your digestive system. Right? Those of us that partake in the little breakfast here, I didn't put those eggs in my on my ear. I put them right in my mouth. I put that bacon right in my mouth. You got to feed. You got to feed it. Everybody say you got to feed it. How much? So if we were to go around and do a test and say, let's do a scripture test. How many scriptures did you read this morning? Now, see, the thing about the scriptures, you can't overdose or get fat. Now, some people feed, but they don't exercise. You got to have balance. How does faith grow? Feeding and exercise. So sometimes God will just do that just to get you out of from being lazy. He'll throw you into a test. You've been hearing the Word of God, and challenge comes up. Well, what are you going to do about it? Well, he says, time to exercise, because you can't sit on a bench and become what we call spiritually lopsided or spiritually lazy.
Amen.
Now, all of our children who grew up in Super Kid Academy, youth, they should be proficient in faith. All of the adults that's been around for three or four years should be proficient in the fundamentals of faith. Now, we're going back through it because we want to make sure everybody's proficient in the fundamentals. And their faith is increasing. Their faith is growing. Remember, faith can grow or stay what?
Stagnant.
How much has your faith grown over the last 6 months? We're in October, almost in November. What about the last 10 months from January 1st, till now, October 29th? How much has your faith grown? Now, what was so beautiful about the Thessalonian church, it said that their faith grew exceedingly. Ooh-wee. That means they got down the fundamentals. They mastered the fundamentals. Y'all hear my heart today?
Yes.
And so you got to feed it. So become a feeder, not just a reader.
That's right. Amen.
And you got to have discipline every day to feed yourself.
Yes.
Pouring those scriptures through your ears. Either you're reading it out loud to yourself, because you can, that what we call that is schooling yourself into faith. You got to look at the Bible and recite and repeat the words that you see on the page. You got to talk it out loud enough for your ears to hear it, because that is a schooling yourself into faith. Because faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you're talking wrong, then you say, okay, I got to get back in faith. Let me get back in the Word. Cut the TV off. Get off your social media. Stop Facebooking everybody, because Facebook is not going to give you faith.
That's right. Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
So begin to feed the Word of God. And you exercise it by releasing your faith, by acting your faith. Guys, you all know this, and we just have to kind of repeat it. But see, people don't like tests. People get comfortable, get to a certain status, and they get comfortable, and they say, well, I don't want to grow anymore. Well, you got growing, we always use the phrase growing pains. And so no pain, no gain. Your faith has to go through the fire before it can come out promoted and purer.
Amen.
So stop buffing against the problems and the tests, because God will put you back in kindergarten or first grade. And you'll see, keep going through this, because you can't pass this test. Hallelujah. You got to exercise. That means he wants to see you master those fundamentals and start to begin to release your faith at that in that situation, and see his word come true on your behalf.
Amen.
He wants to see his word come true on your behalf. That's going to come when you feed it, when you exercise it. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now, we said, why faith? Why is faith so important? Well, we got the five things listed there. I'm going to give you five reasons. There's others, but these are key five ones. Salvation is impossible without faith. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through what? Faith. It is not that of yourselves. It is the what? Gift of God. Now, let's slow down and look at that verse. By grace are you saved. Through what? Remember, grace makes, faith takes. How can you take salvation unless grace has been made available? Right? And see, that faith is not of yourselves. That means the faith to even get saved is not from you. You didn't manufacture it. You didn't create it. God gave it to you when he gave you his word. Amen. And then he said, that not of yourself, it is a what? The gift of God. The gift of God. That means the faith you have, friends, is a gift from God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Number two, it is impossible to please God without faith.
That's right.
It is impossible to please God without faith. It's impossible to please him. God loves you to crank his faith tractor. He sees faith, he's pleased, he's delighted. Glory to God. Number three, you cannot walk in victory without faith.
That's right.
1 John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our, faith. Faith is the victory. Your faith is your victory. Sometimes we're asking God, God, give us victory in this situation. Well, your faith is your victory. Hallelujah. Number four, we are commanded to live by faith. Habakkuk 2:4, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by what? His faith. How are you supposed to live?
By faith.
You know, like a Mark Hankins used to say it, he said he likes hunting whitetail buck, and they live by their nose. In other words, they trust their nose more than they trust their eyes and their ears. So they might look at you in the bush if you're in a hunting situation, and they might look at you three times. Or they might hear you rustling around, creeping up on them two times. But all they have to do is smell you once. And that white tail comes up, and they gone. In other words, what they do is they trust their nose sense more than their other senses. So you and I, friends, have to trust our faith sense more than our physical senses. What we see, hear, touch, taste, smell, and experience in our life. So you have to trust your faith sense. So sometimes we get away from the fundamentals of stop and thinking, what does God's word say about this?
Right.
What does the word say about this? We have to think about what God has said about this. God's word is the highest form of truth, and we're going to put our faith, our confidence, our trust in God and in his word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we're going to live by faith. Everybody say, live by faith.
Live by faith.
Letter B under live by faith. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as is written, one, but no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. For it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Hebrews 10:38. Now the just shall live by faith. So how are you supposed to be living, friends? How are you supposed to be living?
By faith.
By faith. So we are to walk by faith, 2 Corinthians 5:7, and not by what? Sight. So here's a bold, profound statement. Christianity, and you're talking about your personal Christianity, is worthless without faith. It's absolutely worthless without faith. If you say, I'm a Christian, and there's no evidence that you trust God, believe in God, or act on the word of God, then it's absolutely worthless. Because it is the principal instrument for doing exploits in the kingdom. Faith is what gives color and vibrancy to Christianity. It enables you to stand in the midst of opposition and yet be in control. Faith is the beauty of Christianity. The greatest event in life, the creation, came out of faith. It gave birth to the most outstanding exploit in existence. So therefore, the most outstanding event in yours and my life as a man or woman of God in the kingdom will be a result of also our faith. Amen. The worlds were made by the word through faith. That means the only way we can get where God has ordained for you, which is on top, is through faith. It is producer of good reports. It's an ever-winning and never-failing force. Now, going by Jesus' words, faith is the answer to all impossibilities. Now let's turn to Matthew 17:20. Matthew 17:20. Everybody good? Matthew 17:20 says, and Jesus said, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you that if you have faith as the grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain. Mountain just means something seemingly impossible or too big to handle. So he says, say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to who? To you. Nothing shall be impossible to you. Now let's go to Mark 9. We see another example of this. Mark chapter 9. Mark 9, 23. Mark 9, 23. Jesus said unto them, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that what? Believe. We often said what has been said before, a man or woman gets what he or she believes for in life. Nothing more, nothing less. Amen. What are you believing for in your life? What are you believing for in and through your circumstances? What are you believing for your family, your finances, your future? In actual fact, every situation that seems impossible to you is only an evidence of the absence of faith, because faith is a mover of mountains. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now let's go to Mark 11, a few scriptures, two chapters over. Mark 11, we see in verse 23-24, I'll read verse 22 too. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. We know that that literally means have the faith of God, or you can say have the God kind of faith.
Amen.
Verse 23, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. For therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Now here, let me go ahead and read 25. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. So we see here the principles of the law of faith, or the fundamentals, some of the most powerful words that came from the lips of Jesus while he was here on the earth. This is powerful, ladies and gentlemen. So he says, you have the God kind of faith, or have the faith of God. So he wouldn't tell you and I to have it if it was impossible to have it.
Amen.
That's the first thing we must understand. That means there are times, friends, you are going to need it. You might be in school. There's times when you're going to need the God kind of faith working for you, because you got a mountainous situation or a mountainous problem that you're facing. Then he says in verse 23, faith works by saying it. Faith works by talking. Now he says in this one verse, say three times. Believe one time. Now we're talking about faith fundamentals. Everybody still good?
Yes.
And so that means you got to focus three times as much on your speaking part of faith than your believing part, because most people don't miss it on the believing part. There's no power in 1 Peter 2:24 to heal everybody. You are a believer because the biggest belief that you had was to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior.
Amen.
So you have a measure of the God kind of faith. So you have the capacity to believe. You have the capacity to receive. You have the capacity to frame your belief system and invest it in the Word of God.
Amen.
That's what faith is. It's your belief system's investment in the Word of God. That's, I believe it. God said it. I believe it.
Amen.
Now, where does it rub? Where the mess up comes? Most of the time, it's the speaker unhooked. The speaker is not hooked up to the believer. So he begins to tell us the faith begins by talking. And works by talk, by saying it. Some things you have to say it. Some things you have to pray it.
Amen.
That's verse 24. So he says, saith, shall have whatsoever he saith. Three different Greek words he uses. We know the first word is the word command. That means sometimes your faith has to command things. Just like when God said, light in me be, or let there be light. He commanded light to come out. He spoke it out. What are you speaking out? What are you speaking out? So he said, command the what? The mountain. That means you talk to it. You don't talk about it. You talk to it. Say to the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea. God, Jesus used 9 words. He didn't waste his words. 9 words. He used 9 words when he cursed the fig tree. 9 words. Boom, boom, boom. So he wasn't bumping his gums and just blabbing and grabbing. He was speaking to it.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. And so when faith gets in your heart, you need to speak to stuff.
Amen.
Then he said, believe in your heart. But heart is the faith production center. With the heart, Romans 10:10, man believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So sometimes you have to say it. Sometimes you can pray it. But if you pray it, you still have to say it. Because Jesus, you know, used in the law of first mention, said you have to begin by saying. Amen?
Amen.
Romans 10:8. The word is nigh thee, where? Even in thy mouth and then thy heart. So it gets in your mouth first, then it gets down in your heart. Hallelujah. Everybody say fundamentals of faith.
Fundamentals.
So you gotta look at, what am I saying? Now your faith friends should also encourage you and nudge you and say, sister, brother, you know, if you're married, husband, wife, dear, darling, whatever, baby, what are you saying about this? It's one thing to talk about it, but it's another thing to talk to it. That means sometimes the mountain or the big problem needs to hear your voice of faith. This is God's training school, his faith school. He'll give you faith projects. And he calls them M-O-U-N-T-A-I-N-S, mountains. He said, son, move it. If it's a mountain in your backyard, you move it.
Amen.
Remember, if you want to be good, you got to master the what? The fundamentals. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now he said, shall believe what he saith shall come to pass. That means you believe your own words. Speak out loud. That word is the word laleo. It means speak out loud. That means you're not saying things silently. It's no mental telepathy in faith. And then he said, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So in other words, that means that's a systematic set discord. That word is Lego, like building blocks. You have a whole block, but you got to put them together. E.W. Kenyon said, faith, confession builds the road over which faith carries its mighty cargo. That means what you confess, you possess. That means you got to keep saying it over and over again. Keep releasing your faith in at that thing by staying constant and never changing.
Amen.
You don't change your confession. You'll have what you say if you stay consistent. Persistent and consistent.
That's right.
And then faith works by praying, and you shall have them. In other words, you got to pray, but you believe not those things which you say shall come to pass. You believe that you receive when you pray.
Amen.
Different vantage point and focus area of your belief system. You focus now, when I'm praying, I must believe I got it before I get it. That's fundamental with the prayer of faith. If I'm speaking faith, I believe those things which I say shall come to pass. Then I shall have whatever I say. So like you confess, I'm going to get a new car this year around October. If you say that, beginning of the year, you start and you don't change. Remember, faith works the same in every arena, in every sphere, in every realm.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's just thank God for Hallelujah. Giving us a measure of the God kind of faith.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Now, friends, you have to forgive when you're praying or saying.
That's right.
Because if you don't forgive, your faith doesn't work.
That's right.
We will cover this later in the series in teaching. Faith works by love.
Amen.
It's one of the main roots of faith. Your faith will get uprooted if you get embittered.
Yes.
And bothered by people and you don't forgive and you hold grudges, then you just nullify your faith. You neutralize your faith and negate your faith to zero. You can't be walking around mad at folks.
That's right.
You can't be carrying stuff incessantly over days and harboring things in your heart. You got to protect your heart. You got to guard your heart.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. See the love of God must be the root of your victory producing, overcoming, winning faith. Galatians 5:6, faith works by love. It's active, it's energized and expressed and working operatively through love. The love of God is the platform from which every scriptures functions. Amen. We need to get to a point to where God is the reason for our living.
Amen. That's right.
Then things will start happening to you in your favor. When we start saying, God, you're the reason why I'm here. To see the love of God is not theoretical.
That's right.
But it's practical. It's demonstrable. In other words, it shows itself by word and deed. Amen. And so, if you truly love God and let him have your time, energy, talent, gifting, and resources and everything as a proof of your love for him, you're doing good. Amen. And if you sincerely love God, it will naturally outflow to the people around you. You won't act like a standoff or, you know, everybody else got the cooties. Come on, you genuinely believe in him because love believes the best of every person.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
You're not saying you're beneath me. I don't want to have nothing to do with you. I don't have to deal with you.
That's right.
Well, I don't want to eat. I don't have time to meddle. So let's keep going. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then, of course, one of the roots is the Word of God. You also had to make sure that your faith is founded upon the Word of God. You can't claim stuff that's out of the boundaries of the Word of God. Faith works by faith begins where the will of God is known. Faith begins where the will of God is known. Where knowledge stops, faith stops. You got to know, what does the Word say? What does God's Word say about this? I know I sound like a broken record, but I have to say it again and again. You can't say, well, this is happening, this is not. What does the Word say? You have to base your faith and your praying in the Word of God, on the promises of God. Amen. When your faith is rooted on that which is spoken, the Word of God, you will no longer consider the negative things around you. Rather, you are blind to all contrary situations. Amen.
Amen.
And then it must have its roots in your heart. So typically, sometimes, what can you believe for, or what's in your heart, brother?
Amen.
When you're working or partnering with someone else in a faith project or a faith situation, and they're in a faith crisis or faith challenge, for example, and you want to know what's in your heart. What is the Lord telling you in your heart? Why? It is the heart that we believe. Romans 10:10. What the heart man believes unto righteousness.
Amen.
The mouth confession is made unto salvation. Faith must be first of the heart before it can produce anywhere else. The heart is the faith production center. Knowing the word is not alone, but that word that you know must be where? In your heart. Go back to Romans 10:8. The word is nigh thee, even in thy what? Mouth and in thy heart. The word of faith which we preach. So the word must be in your heart. In other words, you school yourself to faith or get in faith and get the word down in your heart, then you can release it out of your mouth and then release it through your action. Amen. Hallelujah. This is why people, it's possible for people to hear the same words but not get the same results. Because some people hear the word, get it in their head, but they leave here and don't put it in their heart.
That's right.
Amen. Are you listening to me? Because on the way home, they'd be still talking doubt, fear, and unbelief. Still talking that junk. And words come around and slap them right in the face. Because you get right at home looking at a football game and you say something and start talking about stuff instead of talking to stuff.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go back to Hebrews 1. We're going to close with these ABCs. Y'all good?
Yes.
Now, I'm giving you a lot of nuggets. Now, we read in Hebrews 11:1, I'll read it again. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. God uses his faith to create, to cause, and to control. Guess what you got to use your faith for? To create, to cause, and to control. Now, I'm not saying controlling, in other words, like you kind of control and manipulate people. Because some people try to do that and try to manipulate God and manipulate other people. No, you control circumstances. Your environment and your circumstances. You ought to be able to control your house. Atmosphere. What goes in your house. What doesn't go in your house. You don't use it by your position of power and parental authority. You use it by your faith authority. Spiritual power is higher than any other power. Some of us need to get that. It's not just being a parent or grandparent that's going to make you powerful. It's having faith working active and operatively in your life that's going to make you powerful. You got to wrap your faith around your children when they go to school. You got to put your faith in every bedroom, in every corner of your house. Amen. By faith, you laying down and getting good sleep and not up all night with your back hurting and you can't hardly breathe and you have to run to the bathroom every hour.
Amen.
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 Because the word of God says he gives his beloved sleep and make him dwell in safety. So you're not going to bed afraid, nervous, having nightmares, and can't hardly sleep.
Amen. That's good.
By faith, you need to be going to sleep. By faith, you need to command that marriage bed to be undefiled.
Amen.
And other things, but I'm not going to go into that. I can go down that road, but amen. Amen. What faith is. So you got to know what faith is. Faith is substance, but it's spiritual substance.
Amen.
Evidence, but it's not physical evidence. It is spiritual evidence because God's word says it is true. So your substance is spiritual. Your evidence is also the word of God. That's it. And you got to put this above everything else you look at and believe. Amen. Romans 10:17, how does faith come? Well, we know faith comes by what? Hearing. Hearing by the word of God. So in other words, you know that if you're having a struggle, you got to hear the word of God about that situation. We had a whole bunch of CDs we threw away. And I don't know how many people listen to the messages and stuff, but see, if you're going through a whole week and starving your faith, because some people will make sure that I get 3 hot meals a day,
mm-hmm.
but they'll get 1 cold snack a week, spiritually.
Amen.
How much of the Word of God are you intaking and feeding on your own time? With your own discretionary hours. If you just listen to music, faith doesn't come by hearing music.
Amen.
because all you're doing is stirring up your emotions and keeping yourself emotional and mental. You don't need to be mental and emotional. You need to be spiritual. You can only be spiritual with faith.
That's right.
Amen? How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing. And so when you run it up to your faith friends, you're talking about what the Lord then showed you through the Word. You're fellowshipping around the Word. You're talking the Word. Amen. You're referring to what does the Word say.
Amen.
And that becomes more than just socializing. It becomes fellowship around the Word. Amen. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. How much Word content is in your conversations?
Amen.
I'm talking about mastering the fundamentals now. So I got to get it in your Kool-Aid a little bit. How much Word conversations in your conversations with your family and friends? Do you ever talk about the Word in those conversations or in context in those communications with them? You got to increase your Word level.
Yes.
If you want to increase your faith level.
Amen.
You got to increase your Word level if you want to increase your faith level. Well, I want to be able to relate to them. Well, the Word of God is relatable to anybody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, a baby leaped in the womb when they heard the Word of the Lord come to a prophetess and prophesy to Elizabeth. Come on now. And he was filled with the Holy Ghost. You don't get filled with the Holy Ghost unless you hear the Word. So that baby heard something. Somebody said, glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, how do you release your faith? That means you turn it loose. We just read it, Mark 11, 23, 24. That means you turn your faith loose. Now, we often said this, your faith must go to work when you go to work. Your faith must get up and get moving when you get up and get moving. You might have a job to go through, but your faith should have a job to do every day.
Yes.
This is faith fundamentals, ladies and gentlemen. If you have to go to a job or a place of employment or a place of business, does your faith go with you and before you? If you don't have a job, if you're retired or at home, stay at home, then when you get up, how does your faith get up? Does your faith go to work on jobs while you're at home doing your job? Amen?
Amen.
That means you can have faith, but if you don't turn it loose, if you don't release your faith never goes to work. You got to release your faith. You got to send your faith to do its assignment, which is to create, to cause, and to control. Hallelujah. See, as you deal with faith, understand faith is in degrees. That's why some people's faith produce and others do not. Why? The reason is the Bible faith is in degrees. God gives us a measure of the God kind of faith. What we do with it is not up to God, but up to us. That way you can have faith for healing out the wazoo, and you can be really proficient in receiving, believing divine healing or ministering to the sick. But you could be broke as $2 bills.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
So broke you can't pay attention. Well, faith, right? But you got to have faith for finances. You got to build up faith for finances.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
You know, some people are really good about salvation, but when it comes to being filled with the Spirit, when it comes to operating in the gifts of the Spirit, they have little faith for that because gifts of the Spirit don't come by praying.
That's right.
Some of y'all have been holding back because you don't have faith for it. You don't have faith that God can use me. God can give me a word of knowledge. God can speak through me through tongues and interpretation of tongues. Why? 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 Galatians 3 tells us, he that worketh the Spirit, he that ministers the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? We got to start talking about it. God uses me to in any of the nine gifts of the Spirit that he wants to. It comes by you believing it and you saying it. Amen? Not just waiting till God shrug you on the shoulder and say, hey, I want to use you, I want to use you, I want to use you. That's going by feeling it. That's not going by faith in it.
That's right.
Amen. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
And many of us should rise up and be used by God in these many marvelous manifestations of the Spirit in our own personal life. Because there's supernatural equipment that you have to deal with. Amen? And so we all have various degrees and levels of faith in certain areas. And we know faith is a growing force. And as 2 Thessalonians 1:3 says, their faith grew, what? Exceedingly. And so what we want everyone in this room to experience over the balance of this year and all of next year, 2018, that your faith grows exceedingly. You'll be walking around testifying, look what the Lord has done.
Amen.
Look what God is doing in our lives.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Look what faith in God produced. You know, you're not bragging because it's not your faith.
Amen.
So don't go around bragging saying, my faith is big. My faith did this. No, it's the faith that God gave you.
Amen.
That you use basically on the fundamentals and principles of the Word of God, and you got it done.
Amen.
Amen. So, you know, some will be able to rise up in a faith project and say, all that $10,000, stand up. Well, Pastor, I got that. Go on to the next project.
Amen.
Is anybody sick around here? God really uses me to heal the sick. And you go out and heal the sick.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, stand. Let's stand.